أهدوهما ولو حبوا متفق عليه. عن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if people only knew what reward is kept in Isha Salah and Fajr Salah, they would come to both these Salahs even if it meant them crawling on their stomachs. Even if it meant them crawling on their stomachs, if they knew what the reward for Fajr and Isha Salah is, they would come to the masjid in this condition. In other words, they never have enough strength or they didn't have the ability to come walking. The only way they could make it to the masjid was crawling on the stomachs. Then also they'll come to the masjid knowing how much of reward Allah Pak has kept in store specifically for these two salahs, for the Fajr Salah and the Isha Salah. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيْسَ صَلَاةٌ أَثْقَلَ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَالْعِشَاءِ وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبًّا. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't any salah more difficult upon the munafiqeen, upon the hypocrites, there isn't any salah more difficult than the Fajr and the Isha salah. If they knew what Allah Pak had kept in store for these two salah, لَأَتَوْهُمَا, they'll come to these two salahs, وَلَوْ حَبْوًا, even if it meant it crawling. Even if it meant them coming crawling on their stomach, they would come. They knew what Allah Pak had left in store for performing these two salah. So these salahs also we learn are difficult for the munafiqeen. Very, very difficult. And those people of Iman, those people that have got the love and they got the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually look forward to these salahs. Actually look forward. They find that they want to find out that where can we go and perform our salah wa jama'ah. Where can we get our salah wa jama'ah done so we have fulfilled this order and the hukam of the Isha salah. Automatically their mind is working, they want to sleep early so that they can wake up early, appreciating the moments of tahajjud, those special moments where they can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people that have got the genuine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're waiting for those special moments, those early moments. There's no question of a person oversleeping and just missing his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking extra precaution as far as these two salahs are concerned. All the salahs are important. Today's chapter we start show us that the warning of missing salah, in other words, every salah is important, but certain salahs are given extra importance to show us that don't forget and don't take these two salahs lightly. It may seem difficult after a heavy day, after a long day. A person is tired in the evening, he wants to go to sleep early, so then he is reminded that this salah is a very important salah. And the person sometimes in the morning is feeling a little bit lazy, and he's also encouraged and he remembers there's so much left in the salah that even if I have to go crawling, then also I would end up weighing if only we knew what the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for this salah. Babu al-amri bil muhafazati ala salawat al-maktuba. Is that a new chapter? The chapter on the command to safeguard the farz salah. Safeguard means to protect it, look after it, maintain it. Wa nahy al-akid wal wa'id al-shadid fi tarkihinna. And the severest prohibition and warning against abandoning them. Severest prohibition that comes from abandoning them, just overlooking the Farz Salah. Sometimes you find a person is going for Umrah, and he says, now when we're on journey, so there's no need to perform the Salah. So at the airport also, Salah is not being read. On the aeroplane also, Salah is not being read. The Salah is just being overlooked. Whereas we find that this is something where there's severe warnings for a person to leave out his Farz Salah. قال الله تعالى حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran that safeguard the salahs, safeguard salahs in general and especially the middle salah. In other hadith etc. and explanation we learn that the middle salah is referring to the asr salah. Why specifically safeguard the asr salah? Sometimes the person is very heavily involved, is busy at the time of asr, is either closing his shop or he's taking up some stock. Sometimes a person may just have closed the shop up now, he is in the traffic coming home. Or other reasons, generally a person is busy at the time of Asr. So therefore take specific regard and look after that Asr Salah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in the ayat before this ayat. Allah Pak is saying that instruction is given that to take up arms against the mushrikeen, against those people, those disbelievers, take up arms against them. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing in an exclusion, and in the exclusion he's saying, if they make tawbah, they repent, waqamu salah, they establish salah, they give the zakat, فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, then in that case, leave them alone. Don't interfere with them, just leave them alone. It tells us that how important the salah is. Salah is one of the things that will cause you to leave those people that were disbelievers. Leave them alone, don't interfere with them. Why? Because now they are performing their salah. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, which action is the most virtuous? Look at the questions of Sahaba, that when they would ask Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they're already working in their mind that how I can get maximum profit as far as the akhirat is concerned. Generally we only restrict that which business is the most profitable, which investment will give me the most return. Look at the question of Abdullah ibn Saud radiallahu anhu, saying, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the most virtuous? Qala as-salatu ala waqtiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to me that performing salat at its correct time, performing salat at its appropriate time, this is the most virtuous of actions. Qultu thumma ayyu. I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter which action? Qala birrul walidain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obedience to parents, something that is so lacking today. People are complaining all the time that children are not listening. Second thing in line in this particular hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that the second most virtuous thing after performing salah at this correct time is obedience to parents. Qultu thumma ayyu. I then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then which action is the most virtuous? Qala al jihadu fi sabilillah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we learn that how important it is to perform our salah with jama'ah, look after it, take care of it. The first thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned as far as the virtues are concerned, which is the most virtuous act, is performing salah at its correct time. Therefore the ladies also are encouraged, and we should encourage the women folk at home, that don't wait for the namaz in the masjid to take place. As soon as the time of salah comes in, as soon as the time of salah sets in, perform your salah so you don't get lazy. Or at least, if a person still misses that point, or the lady still misses that point when the salah time comes in, at least when the azan goes, then perform your salah immediately. Because what happens is when you delay the salah unnecessarily, then laziness sets in, the person gets more and more lazy. And then habitually you'll find a person will start reading salah at the last time, just before the next salah time can set in, and the person starts reading salah at this time. And then it very often happens that sometimes the person even misses the time of salah. So therefore, looking after salah at its correct time, something that is very, very important both for men and for the women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.